In terms of the human condition, as opposed to every other creature in the world, is an awareness of the future. An awareness of the future brings man to be a constant worrier, that a person is always worried that whatever he has currently may not pull him through into the future. That's why people go out and buy insurance policies, people try to keep nest eggs, etc. In Europe, people used to have suitcases full of currency, or would put diamonds, convert their currency into diamonds or gold or something that would give them a sense of security, that even if the current society in which I live were to disappear, even if my personal status were to change, even if I were to lose my ability to work, etc., etc., I would still have something to hold on to. Now, this is true in terms of possessions of Olam Hazeh. It's also true in terms of Olam Haba, that a person always worries that maybe he doesn't have enough to get him over a threshold. There's a threshold that HaKadosh Baruch Hu views as being the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. And clearly that's a very, very threshold that moves constantly. The standard of Moshe Rabbeinu is different than the standard of another individual. And who knows what standard HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds us to? And who knows what our Bitul Torah may be doing to our standard? And therefore, we're constantly worried. We're worried about our future. And when a person is worried about his future, that brings him to search for a solution. And when one looks into Olam Hazeh, one sees that there is no solution. One looks into history and sees that nothing was able to help Jews during certain tkufos. One looks into spiritual history, one also sees that there are no guarantees. You can have a Yochanan Kohen Gadol becomes a tzaddik at the age of 80. So what does someone do? Does he give up hope? Does he simply say that the human existence is one of total futility? Or, more likely, he will say, I have to search for a solution, and my solution is that somewhere there is a Yeshua, and that Yeshua is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants things to work out, they'll work out. And how do I communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu via tefillah? Namely, that because of man's, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man to be a davener. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, that man needs to daven because he worries, he's aware of his future, he worries about his future, and the only solution that makes sense is to appeal to something which is beyond this world. That's what we find in Chazal, something that goes a little bit beyond that which we normally say. Normally, we have a pasuk, Vayihi Adam l'nefesh chaya, that man became a living creature, and we're all aware that Unculus is metargem. What does it mean that man became a unique living creature? Ruach memalala. That man was given the power to communicate verbally. So anyone will say, well, just a minute, that may have been thought to have been man's uniqueness in the ancient world or in the Middle Ages, but nowadays everyone knows that dolphins also communicate, whales communicate, birds communicate. So what is the Ruach Mamalala, which is so unique about man, that we have words, we have alphabets? Gosh, just, you know, it's one could even perhaps find that there is an alphabet that connects, hummingbirds. I mean, my nafkamina, but the point is that Ruach Mamalala over here means goes beyond that. That although Unkulus says Ruach Mamalala, Vahosif Bezoar HaKadosh, Ruach Mamalala Kamei Bor'o, B'tfila V'Torah. That the uniqueness of man is his ability to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his own volition. Not necessarily as part of his nature, but on his own volition in Torah and Tefillah. That is unique to man. Not aware of any dolphin that davens on his own volition. We'll come to Perek Shira in a minute. Okay, so the Tefillah of Bitzur is a Tefillah, the Tefillah of Bakasha, is a Tefillah which is natural to man, the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him, natural that man will hopefully search for this avenue of Yeshua, of davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why man is called in the Mishnah Baba Kama, Mav'eh the Mevakesh, the one who is able to link into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Mamalala Kamei Baro, B'tfila U'B'Torah. Now let's come back to Perek Shira. And the question is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to do it this way? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to create man with worries, and these worries would bring man to be a mevakesh? After all of nature also relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu via tefillah that's built into nature that we call Perek Shira. That all of nature davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu not out of bakasha, but rather out of shevach. So why couldn't man also have been given the ability to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that would have been sufficient? Namely, why create a man as a worrier? Why not create man as an individual who has an awareness of nature far beyond the rest of creation? And that awareness of creation should bring man to Shevach. Why need Bakasha as part of the basic definition of man? So the answer is, as we all know, that Eino Dome, our Shevach to our Bakasha. That even, let's say for example, we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Avos with an inability to give birth because HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'avil l'tfilason shel ha'avos. Now don't you think that if Avraham Avinu would have been given Yitzchak, not at the age of 100, let's say at the age of 40, that Avraham Avinu would have been Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu beyond anything that we can think of? The answer is that, nachon, he would have been Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu beyond anything we could think of, but his tefillah mitoch tzara was on a more was on a deeper plane, was on a more powerful plane. That no matter how much we're happy when we're Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much we dance on Simchas Torah, how much we'll dance at a wedding, we'll put more emotions into a tefillah which comes out of a cry of total dependency on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no atheist in a foxhole. That when a person is in the crunch, he's going to daven. When he's happy, he may daven, he may not daven. And even if he davens and reaches certain points of ecstasy, that same person with his sensitivity would reach a deeper level of connection via tzaros. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows us, and he knows that what motivates us to link into him can either be shevach or bakasha, but the shevach and the bakasha are not on the same plane. And that's why even though Sefer Tehillim is certainly very, very much a Sefer of Tehillot v'tishpachot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but David HaMelech felt the Tzara, Tzara V'yogan Emsa, his whole life was one basically of Tzara, and even when he wasn't B'Tzara, he was B'Tzara, namely that he constantly felt the need to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of need, and those Tefillot, Shir HaMausim HaMakim, Krasicha HaShem, are the ones that we choose from Sefer Tehillim. Aside from the Shir HaMalos, B'Shuv Hashem Shiva Sion, we have described in Sefer Tehillim both levels, but I've never heard Shir HaMalos B'Shuv Hashem Shiva Sion being sung with the same intensity as Shir HaMalos in Mamakim Krasicha Hashem. It's simply the way that the world turns, the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that which pushes us to having a greater connection to Him. Okay, so we'll continue from here, but we never tomorrow.